Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 1, Winter 2024. Article Number 12. Torrefaction of bamboo pellets using a fixed counterflow multibaffle reactor for renewable energy applications. Author, W. Hidayat Affliation, Department of Forestry, Faculty of Agriculture, University of Lampung, J.L. Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro No. 1, Lampung 35141, Indonesia. Author, B.A. Wijaya Affiliation, Climate Change Research Division, Korean Institute of Energy Research, Daejeon, 34129, Republic of Korea Department of Environment and Forest Resources, College of Agriculture and Life Science, Cheongnam National University, 99 Daehakaro, Daejeon, 34134, Republic of Korea. Author, B. Saputra Affiliation, Department of Forestry, Faculty of Agriculture, University of Lampung, J.L. Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro No. 1, Lampung 35141, Indonesia. Author, I.T. Rani Affiliation, Climate Change Research Division, Korean Institute of Energy Research, Daejeon, 34129, Republic of Korea. Author, S. Kim Affiliation, Climate Change Research Division, Korean Institute of Energy Research, Daejeon, 34129, Republic of Korea. Author, S. Lee Affiliation, Climate Change Research Division, Korean Institute of Energy Research, Daejeon, 34129, Republic of Korea. Author, J. Yu Affiliation, Climate Change Research Division, Korean Institute of Energy Research, Daejeon, 34129, Republic of Korea. Author, B.B. Park Affiliation, Department of Environment and Forest Resources, College of Agriculture and Life Science. Cheongnam National University, 99 Daehakaro, Daejeon, 34134, Republic of Korea. Author, L. Suryanegara Affiliation, Research Center for Biomass and Bioproduct, National Research and Innovation Agency. J.L. Raya Jakarta Bogor, KM 46, Sibenong, Bogor, 16911, Indonesia. Author, M.A.R. Lubis Affiliation, Research Center for Biomass and Bioproduct, National Research and Innovation Agency. J.L. Raya Jakarta Bogor, KM 46, Sibenong, Bogor, 16911, Indonesia. Corresponding author, W. Hidayat. Abstract, background and objectives, the decreasing availability of fossil fuels requires the adoption of renewable energy sources that facilitate the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions. Meeting Indonesia's goal of achieving a 23% mixed energy composition by 2025 through co-firing demands a substantial increase in the availability of renewable energy sources. Bamboo is a valuable biomass resource because of its fast growth rate and potential for energy production. Innovative processes like torrefaction are necessary to improve the quality of biomass due to its challenging low density and hydrophilic properties. The objective of this study is to evaluate the characteristics of torrefied bamboo pellets made from Gigantocloa sudorundinacea by using a fixed counterflow multibaffle reactor. This study aims to investigate the properties and viability of torrefied G. sudorundinacea pellets for solid fuel applications to fill existing knowledge gaps about this technology's potential. Methods: a fixed counterflow multibaffle reactor was used to torrefy G. sudorundinacea bamboo pellets. The baffles in the reactor column held the pellets, while hot gas flowed through them. Torrefaction was conducted at 280 degrees Celsius with a 3.5 minutes resident time, and the gas flow rate was 4.25 cubic meters per minute. Torrefied pellets at the column bottom were counted as the first cycle. Three cycles of torrefaction were used, and each cycle was evaluated. The second and third cycles used torrefied pellets from the first and second cycles. The physical, chemical, and bioenergetic properties of the pellets before and after torrefaction were evaluated. Findings: the bamboo pellets' physical, chemical, and thermal properties changed significantly after torrefaction. Torrefaction at 285 degrees Celsius produced 78.5% of the production yield, according to thermogravimetric and derivative thermogravimetric analyses. Lightness, red-green, and yellow-blue chromaticity decreased, indicating darker, better solid fuel pellets. Torrefaction in the third cycle reduced moisture content by 99.8%. The lower moisture content reduced fungal growth, and improving biomass transport and storage. Torrefaction also raised the bamboo pellet's calorific value and physical and mechanical properties. The highest calorific value of 21.62 megajoules per kilogram was obtained after the third cycle of torrefaction, and it was 16.6% higher than that of raw pellets. Torrefaction improved pellet grindability and combustion by decreasing density and compressive strength. Torrefaction increased ash, volatile matter, and fixed carbon. The ultimate analysis showed increased carbon and reduced nitrogen, hydrogen, and oxygen, improving solid fuel quality, energy density, and combustion emissions. According to a Fourier transform infrared analysis, torrefaction caused extractive and hemicellulose degradation and lignin increase. The chemical analysis showed that temperature and residence time degraded hemicellulose and increased lignin in the torrefied pellets. Conclusion: the torrefaction process using a fixed counterflow multibaffle reactor demonstrated the enhanced properties of G. pseudoarundinacea bamboo pellets for their application as solid fuel. The study's findings contribute to the comprehension of torrefaction and the enhancement of conditions for producing superior biomass products. These findings have implications for exploring the potential applications of torrefaction in diverse industries and energy sectors. Keywords: bamboo biomass fixed counterflow multibaffle solid fuel torrefaction. You can read full article at gjesm.net.